Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module I'm going to walk you through one of the new features in UCMA 3.0, which is application endpoint draining. So application endpoint draining is really just a way to gracefully shut down an application endpoint. So you would start this by issuing a begin draining command. So any new conversations or conversation requests to the endpoint are automatically declined. However, calls on the or existing calls that are on the application endpoint are not affected. On those existing calls, you can even add modalities. So when there are no more outstanding conversations, when all the conversations on the application endpoint have terminated, you can start executing, or the draining callback will execute. And then you're actually ready to shut down and terminate the endpoint. So this is different from just terminating the endpoint, where it automatically shuts down all active calls. The key here is that all the active calls are not affected until they are all completed, and then draining can complete. So in this example, you have a UCMA application and an application endpoint and two active calls. We can issue a begin draining command. So when a new user makes a call to the application endpoint, you can implement some logic here to find an alternate instance of the application to send them to, but this call will be declined. So when the first call completes and then the second call completes, the draining callback will execute, and then we can begin terminating the endpoint. Walk you through a simple demo of draining a UCMA application endpoint.
Let's take a look at application endpoint draining in UCMA 3.0. Application endpoint draining provides a graceful way to shut down your UCMA 3.0 application. Once you begin draining an application endpoint, any current calls are not affected. However, any new calls to the application will not be accepted. This allows your application to stay running until all the current calls have completed, and then draining is completed. So here in our application, instead of terminating the endpoint right away, the user will press enter to start draining the application endpoint. So let's take a look at how drain endpoint is implemented. So we simply call begin drain on the application endpoint and specify a handler that will execute when draining is completed. So when draining is completed, we're ready to start terminating the application endpoint. So we'll call endDrain to complete draining and prompt the user that they can now hit enter to terminate the application endpoint. So this is different than previous examples in that we're first draining the application endpoint and then terminating it. So we'll call begin terminate to terminate the application endpoint after it has completed draining. So let's run this application. So I can now make a call into the application. You can see that it accepted an incoming call from my SIP URI. If we go to my secondary lab users session, they can also make a call to the application. So let's begin draining the application endpoint. So you can see that the endpoint state has changed from established to draining. Let's hang up the call in the secondary lab users session. So you'll notice that my calls weren't affected, though. They're still running. So let's try to call the application endpoint again from the secondary lab users session. See, the call couldn't be completed. This is because the application is currently, or the application endpoint is currently draining. So this is the only active call at the moment to this application endpoint. If I hang it up, you can see that draining is now completed and that I'm ready to terminate the endpoint and shut down the platform.
So in this session, we looked at one of the new features of UCMA 3.0 that you can use to gracefully shut down an application endpoint using draining. Thank you.